Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, Director Williams. Next item are the deer hunting seasons and hunting district boundaries. And I want to remind everybody we're back to two-year increments now, as we were. So that last item, elk seasons other than shoulder seasons, was for 2021. And these proposals for deer are for 20 and 21. Just a quick, there are changes from December 5th across the street. I'm sorry, across the state. Just to quickly touch on a couple of them, you see Region 1 being more conservative in harvest of white-tailed deer. And perhaps one of the biggest comment focus points of the season setting is the proposal in Region 4, in northwest part of Region 4, to move a three-week buck season to a three-week buck season followed by 2 weeks of buck permits. And that that certainly hits the bulk of the comment, if not also the bulk of the changes. Again, these are changes from, there are changes from the December adoption, Mr. Chairman, allowing comment from the podium today. And in that context, we'll stand for questions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt as final the 2020-2021 deer hunting season and hunting districts as presented by FWP, except for calendar rotations and those season elements specifically identified for change. All other aspects of these seasons are to remain unchanged.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. There are changes from the tentative and some adjusted proposals. Any comment from the commission?
Mr. Chairman. The elk issue was very difficult, but for me up there with Region 4, it was just about as difficult on this a topic on the agenda. You know, we had a lot of Region 4, I thought, did very good having meetings. Whitlash, Chester, Conrad, Cutbank, Shelby, Fort Benton, where they took comments, and a lot of comments came in. A lot of landowners, county commissioners sent us a letter that said they didn't want to go to 5 weeks because it's going to cause two more weeks of damage on the roads, which I've heard just about every place I've went this year. But I think the CWD is an issue that we have to take seriously in the state. So I think the proposal that we came up with it's a 5 week season, but 3 weeks is either sex. The last 2 weeks is only bucks, and it's a limited number within the proposal. I know this does not please everybody, as most of the stuff we did here today did not please everyone. And I'm hoping we don't lose too much access over it. But like I say, CWD is a concern. We have to take it seriously. And I think this is a good compromise within that area. Thank you.
Further comment from the commission on the motion in front on deer? I'll turn it over to the public here. And Helena, is there any public comment?
Okay.
Okay. Two different groups of hunters that I know that spent a lot of time hunting on it. In the 2018 season, a friend of mine that used to hunt deer up there and used to see 200 deer a day, he saw one mule deer doe the whole season. This year I had a group of three guys that spent a lot of time elk hunting, and they saw three deer the whole season. Deer where it was real common. A place it was common to see 1,500 deer in a day. I've been after the department for 6 months to close this. I think it should be closed. The department told me that they have not flown this to count deer in there since 2006 because of budget problems. So I went to Helena. Maybe we might have some money to fly some deer in Region 2. And if we do, this should be a priority. And if we fly it and we don't find that we have any deer left, I would hope this commission would close the season before. I would hope you would recommend that they go fly this before the snow all melts this spring and we can actually count deer. It's too late to count those in bucks, but really a tragedy up there. Our mule deer population is gone. With one exception, you can drive around Anaconda and hit one with your car anytime. They're all in town. And I don't, we could speak forever about why that happens. But I can tell you, I've lived there for 60 some years, and until 15 or 20 years ago, I never, you could count on one hand the number of times I saw a mule deer in town. I can't drive through town without seeing one now. And the only thing that I can tell you that's a big difference is we used to have a great age structure in our bucks, and we have no bucks left. My recommendation is that you close it. I know you won't, but I hope you will recommend to the department that they take some money and go up there and fly it so we can at least know what the heck we're doing.
Thank you. Further comment from the public here in Helena on deer? Seeing none, do we have comment in the region on deer?
No comment in region one.
None in two.
None in three.
We have one in four.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm Dennis Hansen from Chester, Montana, lifelong resident and small lander, winner in Area 400. And as a member of the Region 4 CAC Committee, I feel it is my job to express the concerns of the people affected by the five-week season. After attending two meetings and getting feedback from a third meeting, to me, it was overwhelming concern that they were against a five-week season. As an ambassador of FWP, I've come to appreciate the hard work Gary Bertolotti, Richard Stuker, Martha, Corey, and Jeff Hagner even have done to get more accountability and transparency in FWP. And it seems to be turning a little bit due to this. We're getting a little dissension up there. I'm drifting away from my sheet. But in my area, 400, FWP is running a slippery slope, I feel. Living with those people for 70 years, I have a pretty good feel of what will happen with a five-week season. After 3 weeks, they will shut down. Will shut down after 3 weeks. This I know will happen with five of the biggest landowners, four of them in block management with over 100,000 to 150,000 acres access, that'd be considered in the hills and what they have. They are about to pull out of block management. I know one has up in the hills, or resort to outfitting, which has happened on one which I feel FWP is not for, or I know the people up there. And Gary and Richard and Corey have listened to me harp at the CAC, and I say to them, this is a unique area. It's a small area that has a ton of block management where we get the people from Kalispell, Great Falls, and there's no resistance as much of a five-week season. You get over to Great Falls and other areas. They don't have a lot of block management. But these people have let people hunt for as long as I can remember. And right now, we have a biologist that thinks we have an overabundance of deer. Well, they counted 37 whitetail before the damage hunt down at the Moffitt Bridge, and I think 500 and so concerned with that they had on the mule deer. And where it comes to talking with Scott Hammer over in Region 6, you know, we look at our stuff where the people look and we got three positive tests, you know, one north and down two south, and, you know, you get 30 tests over there positive, no damage hunts. And Scott explained to me kind of what's going on. They're getting their numbers from from the hunters. They don't have to do a damage hunt, but our hunters over there are afraid of CWD now. I couldn't believe it. They offered 325 tags during the damage hunt at the Moffitt, sold 125, and 68 were harvested. So I mean, I think there's an over knee-jerk action with some of our hunters there, but that's kind of what's going on up there. And these are some suggestions that Richard, I know, is caught between a rock and a hard spot, and I know that Corey and the boys are here. They've kind of come to a compromise a little bit that we hope will work. And I don't know, but just the suggestions that I've talked with a couple of them, and one of them, leave the season the way it is. I don't know, my feeling that I would like to wait there to wait 2 years and evaluate a little bit more instead of just jumping right into the fire. And another thing they're afraid of, and I think a sunset after 2 years is an option, because they feel that once something is set in place, it's never going to change. It seems like we never go backwards. It may be, you know, just... another suggestion that might soften them up, and that's something that is, you know, you think about is, you know, you look at the number, they want to give 50 buck to 100, and the range is 100 to 150, you know, softening that 100 down to 50 might soften some of those guys up. But there's going to be a lot of resistance, and the thing that worries me, being a lifelong hunter and fisherman and living there, I don't want this to turn into another mini Milk River incident. You know, I've already seen some signs on that have been sent to me that are going to be put up that due to fishing game, and you know, we're going to close land down. And I don't know. I hope none of these guys all to get together, landowners, and just decide we're going to shut it all down for a year. And I hope that don't happen. And I don't believe it'll happen, because we got some real, real good people there for block management. But I know the county sent letters to the governor and to the commissioners, and one of the bigger things, our roads get so tore up them last 2 weeks. We got a lot of hunters come over, and we've just finally got a game warden, and I try and tell them this will maybe slow some of this down, but there's a lot of abuse on the land, and due to, now we got enforcement, I think it will get better. So I want to thank Richard and the boys. Richard spent a lot of time at our meetings and stuff, so... That's, they've heard me all, Gary and Corey, a lot of times, so I'll sign off. Thank you.
Further comment from the regions?
Mr. Chairman, Dennis and I have a lot of discussions. So I would like to offer an amendment to the motion that is out there, and it specifically deals with 400, 401, 403, and 406, that this proposal is only for a one-year trial, and that in a year we will come back and look at it.
It's my understanding that amendment is accepted.
Yes, I'll accept it.
Again, so... That specific amendment is the proposal for the three-week general season and then some extended buck opportunity by permit for the last two would be for 1 year only. Everything else would remain the same as proposed by the department and in the original motion. So is there any comment on that particular issue of this particular management for that those districts being 1 year to be evaluated? We can certainly evaluate that in December. We'll have some check station data and so forth. And then season setting in February. I mean, I realize it gets a little complicated, but seeing no comment, back to the commission. There's no further discussion. Just, I appreciate Commissioner Stuker's efforts on this. He is between a rock and hard spot. Folks who have not put together a comprehensive CWD plan, you know, they're kind of and so keep close up, but at the same time, still need I certainly Montana and the efforts that we've put in so far, we need to continue our surveillance. And so with that, I'll call for the vote.
Commissioner Colton?
Yes?
Commissioner Colton, we have a comment here from Region 4 on the amendment. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Apologies. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, I think, Richard, that's a good idea. I think that'll soften those guys up a little bit, because when I said I was coming down here, they said, you guys are going to do what you're going to do, and nothing's going to change. And this proves to me and them that you're thinking about it, and I think it's a real good idea, Richard.
All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
No.
One no. Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich, voting no.